It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. And this was New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo a year ago as he stood in Lower Manhattan after seeing the flooding in the city's transit system.
You know, the subway tunnels, the design of the city was premised on the fact that the water doesn't come over the banks. Once the water comes over the banks, then it fills this vast underground system, which is the pride of this city.
WNYC's Jim O'Grady has been reporting on what the state, through its authority, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, has done to prevent this from happening again. He was with Governor Cuomo today, and he joins me now. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Amy. It's what the state and the MTA is done and thinking of doing.
Thinking of doing. Yeah. One of the hardest hit parts of New York was, of course, Lower Manhattan, where flood water entered the subway system through grates and subway entrances and tunnel openings. Now, how can the MTA keep that water out? What has it been looking at?
It's a big question because the challenge is there. Depending on how you count, there are 540 to 600 different places down in Lower Manhattan where water can get into the subway and muck things up. So Chairman Tom Prendergast said a lot of, say, subway grates can be covered in an old-fashioned way with plywood. A lot of those grates were successfully sealed that way during Sandy. But that is not true for some grates. So what they're looking at is to install a floodgate underneath a grate, underneath the sidewalk grate, that would normally sit vertically. But as the floodwaters approach, you could snap it shut like a chimney flue and seal it off that way. And if you want to see, there's a prototype down on Rector Street.
What about subway entrances?
So there are 13 especially vulnerable entrances in Lower Manhattan. So the MTA is experimenting with placing a kind of a watertight lid at the top of the stairs to the entrances. And they showed us one at Whitehall Station, and it seemed to be working because they put, like, fake flood water on top of it, and it was just sitting there.
But most of the damage to the subway came from the Hudson River pouring millions of gallons of water into tunnel entrances. How do you stop that from happening?
Yeah, that is the big problem, and they're thinking about kind of a sci-fi solution. What they're thinking of doing is sealing these tunnels with a giant inflatable plug that's made – it's sort of woven of multiple layers of this polymer plastic, which is designed to make it more flexible and strong. And you can fill the plug with either air or water. Water is better, apparently, makes for a better seal. And Prendergast said it takes minutes, not hours, to inflate it.
Would it work in any tunnel?
No. See, this is the problem. Each tunnel, each grate, each entrance in the subway system is slightly different. So every one of these plugs or caps or what are vaults, they have to be custom made to fit where they're supposed to go. And that really adds to the cost.
And what is the cost? What are we looking at here?
Well, okay. So the MTA has identified 70 projects that they're designing. And if they can do all of them, it would cost $4.5 billion.
Oof.
I know. Right now, they're working on about $600 million worth of projects that are in construction, but they have to get that money from the federal government, and they've been good at it so far, but there's no guarantee that they'll keep getting it, at least to that degree, $4.5 billion.
Let's switch gears and talk about another state agency, a bi-state agency, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Of course, one of those iconic images is the floodwaters pouring in to the PATH system, pouring into the construction site
right
below grade at the World Trade Center. What's the Port Authority doing about that?
Yeah, that was the Hudson River, is a waterfall into Ground Zero. So what you were seeing there was something called the vehicle security entrance at the south end of the site. It had started to be built, but it was mostly a hole, and it was completely unprotected. The World Trade, the Port Authority says that entrance is almost done now, and
So that means no more hole or?
Yeah, a smaller entrance for the water to get into. They're going to build a flood wall around it. And one thing that seemed kind of interesting is throughout the site around One World Trade Center, there are these bollards that we're very familiar with. They're sort of rounded and they're steel. But they're making them so that they'll have slots in the side. So when the water comes, they can put panels in the slots and create a temporary flood wall that way.
Are those bollards high enough?
Well, all you have to do is anchor the bottom of a wall by using those bollards and their slots.
And finally, LaGuardia Airport, one of the three airports in our metropolitan area under the authority of the Port Authority that was really affected by storm waters from Sandy. What's happening there?
Yeah, it was basically shut down. More than 300,000 people saw their flights canceled because of Sandy. They're moving a major power station. This seems obvious now, but it wasn't before Sandy. They're moving it 150 feet further away from Flushing Bay, and they're raising it 15 feet in the air, and they're putting a flood wall around it.
Was this a power station that specifically served the airport?
Oh, yeah, and okay. It was sitting right near the bay, and it was completely blown out by floodwaters. And here, another sort of obvious-seeming thing, they're adding more drains.
More drains.
To the airport, yeah.
Okay. And how much is this costing us?
It's costing us $107 million, but the Port Authority argues that much, much more than that was lost in economic activity because of the shutdown caused by Sandy.
So money well spent?
So they say.
WNYC's Jim O'Grady. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you, Amy.